This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. It is your show. 1-800-259-9231 is the number. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Thursday edition, and it's the 420 edition of Free Talk Live. We'll talk more about that here in a few moments. But we need to go to the phones first because we have our very special guest and friend Jim Babka on the line from DownsizedDC.org. Hello, Jim.
Hello, guys.
Hey, how are you tonight?
I am doing fantastic.
Excellent. I'm glad to hear it. Of course, you are the founder of DownsizedDC.org. I think you're also the president of DownsizedDC.org. And what is DownsizedDC.org?
DownsizedDC.org is an opportunity for citizens to come together and in just a few minutes, not any real stress on their part, be able to participate in the governing of the country, to tell the politicians that they believe government is way too big and that they want it reduced in size, scope, power, and expense.
It's
I was just going to say that I use it. Maybe once a week you send out an alert. Is that right, Jim?
Well, we seem to be a little bit busier than that lately. We've had so much good news to report and so much going on that we've been stuffing both our blog and our email channels full of information. We send out a few emails a week, and mainly to just keep generating response and to keep people moving and to keep things happening. We want to be as aggressive as we possibly can. Congress is busy. Even when they're not in session, it seems things are happening, and so it's our job to respond.
Well, it doesn't seem too often to me, and I respond every time I get an email from DownsizedDC.com. And what I like about it is I can just, it has, my computer saves my name in there. All I have to do is put in my password that I've put in, and it has, you have a pre-printed letter that I send to my two Congress things and my two senators and one Congress thing.
Right. You don't even have to know who your congresspeople are. The system automatically picks them out for you, and it really is just a flawless, simple process
right to
go through.
I can add a little something if I want to, or I can just leave the form letter that you guys have and then push the send button and off it goes.
Usually that's what I do. I'm in a hurry, so I just have to hit send.
Yeah, the benefit of adding a personal statement is that it lets the Congress people know that you really do care, and although they may not read your arguments or anything, they know that they're hearing from a real human being, a real constituent, and they count those messages.
Right. So we like talking to you from time to time to see what's going on with DownsizedDC.org because you're frequently following different issues. I mean, there's always some sort of form of liberty under attack in America, and you guys try to catch wind of it and try to do everything you can to defend liberty. And so what's going on right now?
Well, right now, the small farmer is under attack. Your mom-and-pop farm, maybe they've got a few chicken and goats and so forth, and they are now under attack.
Oh, no. What's happening?
Well, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is busy implementing a system they call the National Identification System. We'll just call it NAICS tonight for short. National Animal Identification System, NAICS.
Okay.
And it's basically a corporate welfare program. Because here's how it works. Let's get down to a specific example. Let's say you have a small farm, Manwich, and you have 60 chickens. And those chickens are all various ages and sizes, and they all pasture themselves together. They eat together. They live together and move around amongst each other. But they're going to be slaughtered at different times. Well, under this new program, which right now the federal government is labeling as voluntary, and we all know what that means, nudge, nudge.
Right.
You will have to tag every one of your chickens, costing you approximately $7 to $10 a piece.
Who are they to tell me that I got to tag my chickens?
Well, I haven't gotten to the best part yet. Tyson, I'm just going to pick on Tyson at random because they're one of the big ones and everybody recognizes their name.
Right.
They raise all of their chickens in large lots. I don't know how big, but let's just assume that there's 500 chickens in their lot. Okay.
In pens? Each one's in a
pen?
Pens.
Those chickens won't mix with any other chickens. They'll only mix with the same 500 chickens their entire life, and they'll all be killed on the same day.
Okay.
And
right.
So they only have to tag the lot, costing them about $10.
Ah. Ooh.
So you can see where this would put a real cramp on the small farmer.
Who was lobbying for this? Was it Tyson and the big companies? Were they
the big meatpacking processing systems all want this, yes, and so do those who are involved in the technology surveillance systems. They want to implant RFID chips on virtually everything if they can get it, including trees, believe it or not.
What?
These people will stop at nothing. They want their product everywhere.
Wow.
So the industry, the big industry, the farm industries, the ones, the big companies, wanted this legislation to go through to put extra burden on the little guys so they have a tougher time competing. Is that correct?
Exactly. But the way this is being sold is safety. See, what happened was during the 1990s, Bill Clinton issued a directive that basically kind of set the stage for the 21st century homeland security apparatus that we have. He said that in the event of a terrorist attack, everyone would be coordinated in one place, and they would all have to begin working together to protect everybody, protect the public from security problems. Well, that all got formalized and turned into law with the Patriot Act and then later with the Homeland Security Department.
Right.
So now the Homeland Security directives, basically every single bureaucracy in the federal government is now reporting in some way, shape, or form to Homeland Security. And once these farmers sign up onto this system, once they become a part of it, they give up their Fourth Amendment rights from unreasonable search and seizure. Agents from the Homeland Defense Department can show up at their farm, demand to see any part of the farm, including the inside of their personal home. And they can
in case they're hiding chickens?
In case they're hiding chickens.
What?
Exactly right.
I don't even know if I should be laughing at this. This is so ludicrous, it's almost funny.
Well, Ian, it, believe it or not, it actually gets worse than this.
Oh, no.
The individual that brought this, there were several people that brought this to our attention and encouraged us to do something about this, but one person sat down and began explaining the whole thing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in Oklahoma, and she's got a farm at the end of a road. And up the road is a farmer named, her name is Sue, and up the road is a farmer named Ernie. And Ernie has, and I don't remember the exact number of cattle, but we'll just use a nice round number, of 100 cattle in a pen.
Okay.
And a mountain lion got in the pen,
ooh,
and the cattle stampeded. She heard the noise. Stampedes are pretty loud.
Okay.
Ran outside to see what was happening. Realized that these were Ernie's cattle. So she threw open her pen and began directing them in. Now, not all of them directed in. Stampeding cattle kind of have
they do
no
what they
mind.
Want to do, huh?
Exactly, yeah. Have no mind of their own. They just keep running. And but she did manage to get most of them in. Now, here's the rub. If this new regime was in place, Ernie would have been required, because these cattle had left his premises, to file a report on every missing head of cattle. Each report costs $3 to file. It has to be filed on a daily basis. But Sue, for doing the good Samaritan neighborly deed of ushering some of them in on her property, would also have to file a report for each head at $3 a day per head of cattle. If there were any mistakes, if they had failed to report, the fines per head of cattle per day could range up to $1,000 apiece.
Wow.
Meaning they both could lose their farm.
I'm stunned, Jim. How can people help put a stop to this?
They can come to downsizedc.org. It's the top of the campaign right now. We've got a little cow with a bar graph on its head, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of the mark of the beast, if you will. And they can come and then click on that little cow there, and they can go to, the system, as you explained earlier, will tell them who their representative and two senators are if they just enter their contact information, and they can use our system to send a personalized letter to Congress saying that they want the Department of Agriculture to stop this.
And the excuse here is that this is going to keep people safe from what? Mad cow disease or some sort of other insane
thing
like that?
Yeah, basically, or, you know, we were talking about chickens earlier, avian flu or something like that.
But
essentially,
I mean,
what they want is the ability, Ian, to drop a pin in a map, put a string that's 5 miles long on it, draw a circle, and know exactly where every chicken is. You know, we all understand, you and I do as libertarians, what gun registration is really all about.
Right.
This is chicken registration, so that if there is a diseased chicken within a certain range, they can just indiscriminately go out and slaughter as many as they have to as quickly as possible and stop any potential spread of the disease.
Wow, I'm almost speechless on this. I mean, it's just yet again the federal government essentially saying, hey, you don't own your cattle. You don't own your property. In fact, we're going to tell you exactly what to do and how to do and exactly how to run your business. And if you don't do it the right way, $1,000 a day fine.
Yeah.
Craziness.
It seems to me if they wanted to do this and without causing people so much trouble, the most that they would have to do is have somebody register as a chicken farmer. Yes, I have chickens. I mean,
that's not enough control.
It's not exactly freedom.
They need more control.
Exactly. They really don't need to do this, though, man. Which we have the safest food supply in the world. And the last incident of food terrorism—that's a funny word—food terrorism actually occurred in Oregon in the 1980s.
Hang on, Jim. We're going to come back with more. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. We got Jim Babka on the line from DownsizedDC.org. Take control of the airwaves.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of totally remodeling. See for yourself. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and save $500 on select styles. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So don't replace your kitchen cabinets, reface them. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069 and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Custom cabinet refacing from Sears, 1-800-300-8069. Call now at 1-800-300-8069.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com. We got lots of great stuff on our website. It's all for free, including the bulletin board system. Over 98,000 posts are there for you to surf around through, and well over 1,200 people are interacting. Again, totally free. Go to bbs.freetalklive.com to get logged in there. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. In fact, you don't even have to log in. You can read all of the posts without even logging in. You don't need an account for that. So you can get a taste for it without even having to create an account.
But if you want to post something, you've got to create your own little account.
We tried it for a while with a free posting area where any old schmo could come in there and post, and it didn't work out.
Spam the hell out of it?
Yeah, it was bad. All right, let's go back to the phones. We got Jim Babka back on the line from DownsizedDC.org, and you're telling us about a bill that's in front of the United States Congress. Is it in front of the House or the Senate right now?
No, it's actually not in front of Congress. It could be, though. There's some reason to believe it could be included in the Farm Bill of 2007.
Oh, and nobody will ever vote down a Farm Bill. Who could ever vote against something that says farm in it?
Right, but the National Animal Identification System, or NAICS for short, is being pushed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and what they're doing right now is they're working primarily through state legislatures. They've already got part of their agenda pushed through in Wisconsin. They've came very close in Texas, and they were working on Virginia when last week, or week before last, the Secretary of Agriculture came down and said, wait a minute, you know, there's starting to be much ado over nothing here. And they took a report they had up on the website that said everything I just said to you during the first segment, and put up a new report saying, well, we didn't really mean all that. We meant that it would be voluntary until 2009, unless enough people don't participate, at which point they would then make it mandatory.
Great.
So they're going to try to ease this in. They're going to try to get some people who will play along and say, oh, this chipping my animals is pretty cool, and, you know, we'll see what happens.
I am I'm quite disturbed, and we can put a stop to this if you go to DownsizedDC.org. Get registered. It's a simple process, and then send a message to your representatives. In fact, actually, we got a quick question coming in here via email for you, Jim, from Slim. He says, I'd like to know if there's a limit of the messages that a person can send to their representatives.
No, there isn't a limit. They can send as many as they want. We ask that they don't spam or that they're not rude because we don't want to be shut out, and we don't want to develop that reputation. We just want to get as many messages out as possible. So if they want to send we recommend sending a message a month, for example, on the Read the Bills Act.
Right, and you actually send emails once a month. You have a certain Read the Bills hit day where you send out an email kind of reminding everybody to hit their senators on Read the Bills. And, of course, Read the Bills is something that you guys came up with, right?
Yes, it is.
Why don't you give us a quick recap on that? What is it?
Well, the Read the Bills Act would actually require Congress to read the laws it passes.
Whoa.
Shocking but true, they don't do it.
You're so radical, Jim.
We have two parts of this bill. First, there would be a 7-day waiting period before a bill could be voted on, where it would be posted on the Internet for the public, for talk show hosts like Free Talk Live, and for just everyday citizens to be able to actually read the bill. But we also require, and this is, a lot of people have found this very amusing, but we're completely serious about this, a requirement that half the Congress actually sit and listen to a literal reading of the bills, and read out loud by the clerk, so that we could take away their excuse and make sure that they actually have read the bill, and so that we can slow the process down, because frankly, Congress does too much.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, now, you mean that only half the Congress would have to sit in, so a guy could conceivably vote on something he hadn't listened to?
Well, they still have a requirement to read if they want to cast a yes vote, if they want to expand government, if they want to spend more money, if they want to keep a program in place. Casting a yes vote, an affirmative vote, requires that they sign an affidavit saying that they either have read or heard read. But having the quorum in place, sitting and listening to the reading of the bill, the primary purpose of this, man, which is to get them to actually stop, to slow down, to be the more deliberative body that they were designed to be by the founding fathers. And because, again, they just do too much.
Well, I think that's brilliant. So if I was a representative and I was a pro-liberty representative, say like a Ron Paul, for instance, I could actually not have to attend the readings of these bills because I'm going to vote no on most of them.
Right.
That's nice.
And I think that's, in fact, he actually, we talked to his office when we were developing the bill, and we actually made a change so that people who were going to vote against it wouldn't have to participate in the process. Why should they have to?
Exactly. I think that's a great idea. All right, so DownsizedDC.org. Right now, the hot issue is the cattle thing. You can go there and take action on that. What else is going on with your organization these days? What do you got planned for the near future?
We're continuing to grow. Our numbers are going up all the time. We're making more and more outreach contacts and developing more and more friendships and relationships that I think long-term are going to be very valuable to us. I'm very excited about the future. The key strategy that we're really trying to follow at DownsizedDC.org is to be big. We want to be so big that we cannot be ignored, and we're making progress on that every single day.
Super. All right, everybody, go to DownsizedDC.org. Visit my friend Jim Babka and get on the Downsized Dispatch list because it's the easiest way to as soon as you sign up, you're given the option to get on the list. Isn't that right, Jim?
Yeah, it's part of the process. You actually have to opt out to not get it.
Okay, cool, because that way you'll send out the periodic emails, letting everybody know what's going on, letting them know how they can take action, and usually it's just a matter of maybe 3 or 4 clicks.
Yeah, I like mine.
Done.
Yeah. I'm happy when I get a mic because I know that if I click enough times on this Read the Bills thing, there's a good chance it'll happen.
Exactly.
We've sent over 40,000 messages so far, and we've already seen the first two copycat versions of the bill. So, you know, we're making headway. We know that we're heading in the right direction.
Super. Jim Babka, any other thoughts for us today?
Downsize DC, and thank you so much for having me on, guys. I'm glad to hear of your success as well.
As always, we appreciate you coming on, Jim. Talk to you later. Have a great night. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. And again, don't forget to go over to downsizedc.org. And their blog is pretty cool, too. That's one of their newest features that they've got.
I haven't looked at it, but I'm happy to get my little my little emails and then
right.
Click on them and send letters to my Congress things.
Excellent. All right, so tonight, Manwich, you know what night it is.
Thursday?
It's Thursday.
Uh-huh.
It's also the 20th of April.
Oh, yeah, that's right, 420.
You know what that's all about?
I've heard the stories, yes.
Well, we'll talk about it here.
Are we going to talk about the history of 420?
We'll see if we can find some history on it.
Okay.
Well, one of the things about 420 is a lot of people don't know what the history is. A lot of people celebrate 420. It's a holiday for pot smokers, essentially. But most of the people that celebrate 420 don't know the origins of 420. And those that think they know what it is are probably wrong. There's a lot of misinformation out there. So we'll talk about 420, and if you've got some thoughts on it, if you want to share your, I guess, celebration with us, 1-800-259-9231. Also, we've got some pot-related news, of course, to go along with this particular evening show, including good news. There's actually good news coming out of California with their whole situation clashing with the feds and all that. And then there's also bad news coming out of California in regards to pot. Plus, some other bad news in regards to Camden, Ohio, where students at Preble Shawnee High School were actually, they passed a sniff down. They had the dogs come into the school and sniff around the cars and that sort of thing. The students passed the test. In fact, five well-trained drug-detecting police dogs went over the school and the student cars. But the morning of searching didn't go unrewarded for the police. In going through the parking lot, one of the dogs did hit on the car of an employee of the school. It was the maintenance department. She ended up with a citation for possession of marijuana after officers found seeds scattered inside her car and inside her purse during a search. Now, do you think they would have given one of the kids in school a citation if he had been caught with the marijuana?
Probably not.
I have a feeling they might have just arrested him. That's just the feeling that I get on that. 1-800-259-9231. It's 420. Your thoughts on that in regards to marijuana legalization or whatever you want to talk about. You can still bring up anything you want. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout. Developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's one in four adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Whatever's on your mind goes. You can join us online, by the way, at freetalklive.com. We have the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send us their photo. Validated photo, which means that they're proving in the picture they listen to Free Talk Live. You can see what I mean by visiting the shrine for yourself at freetalklive.com. Also, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. To learn more and join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, one of the issues, one of the reasons why someone might want to consider joining the Free State Project is if they care about, well, the ability to put whatever they want into their own bodies. In America, there are millions of marijuana smokers.
There certainly are.
How do I know there are millions? Well, because over 700,000 of them were arrested last year, which means that only a fraction of the actual amount were caught.
That's true.
Because most marijuana smokers are just smoking at home by themselves or with friends or family members. And they don't tend to drive around with marijuana on them. They don't tend to get caught with it. I mean, there are literally, I think I've seen estimates of over 30 million marijuana smokers in the United States.
I'd have to go with some number like that, because it's really got to be a small fraction that manages to get themselves arrested.
I mean, exactly.
You've got to have a lot of it. You have to have it with you often. I mean, just the statistics of what it takes to get arrested. Generally, they seem to pick the younger people as opposed to older people to arrest.
Sure.
It just doesn't seem likely to me that I might go more than 30.
So we're going to talk about 420 tonight. It is April 20th, which means it's the pot holiday. Well, why is it the pot holiday? We'll explain that here in a little bit. But we're in the middle of a story here from Camden, Ohio, where they brought drug dogs to the school, and the kids didn't get caught with anything, but one of the employees did, and they slapped her on the wrist with a citation. She didn't even get arrested. However, according to the cops, let's see, we want to keep that crap out of the school, says the principal. The drug search, of course, was a surprise. The cruisers came in a convoy as they pulled into the parking lot, and the students were confined to the classrooms, like good little prisoners. We like to remind them that they never know when we'll show up, says the county sheriff. The dogs that are used for the searches come from a variety of agencies. Accompanied by school administrators, the officers and dogs fan out through the school. They sniff along the bottoms of the double-decker student lockers. According to the cops, the odor travels downwards, so they don't have to sniff the top lockers.
I see.
The officers and dogs sweep the halls quickly. After the lockers and hallways, they then check out restrooms and locker rooms. They move to the parking lot, and then at that point, if they haven't found anything, they give the dogs something to find, because apparently the dogs play this as a game.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't find something, then they're very sad because they wanted to find it. And so they give them, they plant something out in the parking lot, and they can go and find it.
So the cops are the only ones with pot at the school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so that makes the dogs happy, and then apparently at a different school, they did actually arrest four people, including two students, for selling marijuana near the schools. Those were arrests in regards to an undercover investigation, which there was actually a story in the news recently about an undercover cop that was sent to a high school, female cop.
Mm-hmm.
She was 21 years old, but I guess she looked young enough to be
pretended.
In high school.
This happened while I was in high school, too.
Right. She pretended like she was a high schooler. She pretended like her mother had died. and all she was doing was asking people if they could get her drugs. That was all she was doing.
That's entrapment.
Yeah, well, they entrapped 9 people.
Man.
They got 9 guys who felt sorry for her and went and got her some marijuana. One of them got her some ecstasy, and they arrested all 9 of them. That's really going to help their careers when they get out of school, isn't it?
Yeah. She was probably hot, and they were just trying to get in her pants.
That's probably a factor. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Zach in Washington. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Emanuel. Hello, Zach.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening, sir.
I have a story of some libertarian outreach that involves 420.
Really?
Yeah. I'm in college, and this college is actually well known for having pot smokers.
I think every college has pot smokers, but go ahead.
There's a lot here. High Times actually gave us an honorable mention when they did a list of the top 10 counterculture schools.
Ah, you know what? I think one of the schools here in the area where we do the show from actually made it into the top 3.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we and the campus libertarians here, we built a 6-foot-tall fake bong. We filled it full of dry ice and had it in the middle of campus today for 4 hours straight.
Nice.
And we were blasting Bob Marley and Jimi Hendrix, passing out brownies and information on ending the drug war.
You were passing out just regular old brownies.
Yeah.
That's
we didn't
no
want
fun.
To get arrested too bad.
Did the cops mess with you at all?
They were looking at us just to, like, make sure we weren't smoking pot or anything, but
right.
They didn't, like, talk to us at all.
Now, you said you were passing out what to people? Brownies and what else?
Pamphlets on ending the drug war.
I see.
Good idea.
Where'd you get the pamphlets from?
Where did the pamphlets
come from?
I made them myself, actually.
Oh, wow. Way to go. So what was
yeah.
the response like? I mean, on a college campus, did anybody respond negatively towards your message?
There were a couple people who were kind of doubting us, saying they didn't know if they think all drugs should be legalized, mm-hmm. of course, but overwhelmingly positive.
Fantastic.
It's usually a big step for people to go from marijuana to the rest of the drugs, because so many people have done marijuana. It's the reason that alcohol is legal. It's because so many people drink, and we're going to drink whether or not they had prohibition. So many people smoke marijuana, and they are going to smoke whether or not they have marijuana prohibition. The thing with harder drugs, it's like, well, I don't do that. So...
Is that what you were looking for, was to legalize all drugs today with your handouts, or were you just focusing
yeah.
on marijuana?
We were focusing on marijuana, but there was also information about ending the entire war on drugs.
Well, I mean, really, it is more of a war on marijuana. I mean, look at the story about these drug dogs going through the school. Can
yeah.
drug dogs sniff out cocaine? Can they sniff out heroin? I mean, I think they can, actually. I would think they would have to be significantly closer. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
My girlfriend's stepdad was a narcotics officer, and she actually had a drug dog living in her home,
mm-hmm.
which was kind of creepy.
And?
Well, there were times when we would go over there, and the dog would kind of be growling at us a little bit.
I see, but you didn't have cocaine on you. I mean, how do you know that?
Oh, no.
Did she tell you that she thought it could...
I've heard stories that they can do cocaine and other drugs.
I think they might. It would shock me that if they could have one dog do more than one drug. Like, I could imagine they have a cocaine dog and a marijuana dog. But then again, what do I know about it?
It also, for instance, I can smell pot. And the more pot you have, the more you can smell. But I've never smelled coke.
Yeah.
I've never smelled heroin.
Dogs are better at smelling.
I've never been around heroin. But I've certainly seen coke, and it didn't smell like anything to me.
Well, Zach, congratulations on doing your outreach today, and keep up the good work. Any other thoughts for us tonight?
Yeah, one last thing. If anyone out there is thinking, hey, that's a cool thing, I hope I could do that for myself, I'm going to be posting complete instructions on how to build your own on the wiki.
Super. At the Free Talk Live wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. Thanks, Zach. We appreciate hearing from you. 1-800-259-9231.
Isn't that a bulletin board thing? BBS thing?
He said he was going to post it on the wiki.
Well, he can do whatever he wants on the wiki.
Wiki.freetalklive.com. All right, so still to come, bad news and good news in regards to marijuana. But first, let's talk about 420. From the daily, the Louisiana State University newspaper. If you go to Google and you type in 420 today under their news search, it seems like all the stories are coming from college campuses. There's nobody in the mainstream press that's reporting on this.
Yeah.
So we'll look into what 420 actually means for those of you that don't know much about it, or for those of you that have heard of it but aren't sure where it came from. We'll find out. 800-259-9231 and your thoughts about anything. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
If you're an internet political activist, pay close attention. The Federal Election Commission, FEC for short, is about to make your life difficult. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Last September, a federal judge ruled, quote, to permit an entire class of political communications to be unregulated would permit an evasion of campaign finance laws. That means if you forward a campaign press release using an email list, post a campaign ad on your blog, or link to a candidate's website from your homepage, then you may well be required to register with the government and file complicated reports. You'll probably need a lawyer, too. And what the FEC won't tell you is that none of these rules will apply to MSNBC or the New York Times website. This shouldn't happen in America. You have First Amendment rights. Visit DownsizedDC.org to free the Internet. A one-sentence law can stop this unconstitutional insanity. That's DownsizedDC.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. But we're focusing on marijuana tonight because it's 420. And that's the pot smoker's holiday. In case you didn't know about it, in case you'd seen 420, you probably never noticed it. You ever notice how, man, if you're just not aware of something, you don't notice it, and then if you become aware of it, like, for instance, a certain model of car. Like, let's say your best friend gets a certain model of car and a new BMW. Then all of a sudden you start seeing it everywhere, even though you never noticed it before. Do you ever notice that phenomenon?
I was just thinking about how foolish it is to buy a brand new BMW.
Yes, that would be foolish. Well, anyway, have you ever noticed that phenomenon?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you've probably seen 420 around and never really taken notice of it. Next time you see it, you'll know what it's in reference to. It's a reference to marijuana smoking. And marijuana smokers tend to celebrate the fact that they smoke marijuana, I guess, celebrate marijuana on April 20th, since it is 420.
Don't they do it at, like, 420 in the afternoon, too?
And 420 in the morning, if they're awake. And 520, because then it's 420 in the next time zone over. I mean, these guys can use whatever. They can use all the excuses they want to smoke marijuana. But yeah, they tend to use it on 420 every day. I mean, there's some marijuana smokers that have a daily ritual of smoking at 420. And then some that just sort of just do it whenever. But a lot of them do celebrate it today. In fact, I was talking before. Oh, and by the way, one of our listeners IM'd me saying that drug dogs are trained to smell pot, cocaine, and various other things. Their noses are much more sensitive than ours, and they absolutely can smell other drugs. So,
but I'm just wondering the distances. I bet it's a lot easier to smell marijuana.
Oh, I'm sure it's easier to smell
marijuana. I mean, it's big, it's smelly. as opposed to the rest of them.
I got to agree with that there. So we're talking about 420, and the Louisiana State University has an article about this. Again, there's no I couldn't find any mainstream articles on this, but universities, for some reason, were publishing articles all over about this. From Caroline Alexander and Zachary Broussard, weed, pot, reefer, ganja, dope, Mary Jane, swag, cannabis, and chronic. Artists from Willie Nelson to Dr. Dre have inundated American pop culture with these terms. But even with the abundance of marijuana references in art, literature, music, and film, many people woke up today without realizing its significance. Pot smokers nationwide, and we pointed out earlier, there's millions of them, acknowledged today, April 20th or 420, as the day to celebrate marijuana use. But few people can legitimately say that they know how or why it came to be the marijuana holiday. Well, the true origin of the phrase 420 as a code for marijuana smoking is spotty at best.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows this.
Well, one rumor asserts that 420 is the number of active chemicals in marijuana, as though there are 420. Actually, there are far fewer, depending on the strain of the plant being smoked. Another urban legend suggests that 420 is the police dispatch code for possession of marijuana. Like, hey, Unit 4, we got a 420 here. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Nope, that's not it either.
But nowhere, no police department anywhere?
I'm sure. I think High Times Magazine and other marijuana types have actually done real research and trying to discover whether or not that's true, and I don't think that they've come across that information.
Okay.
Let's see. So you've got the police code, you've got the rumor about the number of active chemicals, and according to the LSU article, the origin is much simpler. Steve Hager, editor-in-chief of High Times Magazine, discussed the origins of 420 in an interview on ABC News. He said it's been a code word for many years. Back in 1971, six students at San Rafael High School invented it, and it just sort of spread through the Grateful Dead underground for many years. Then High Times discovered it, and once they started publicizing it, it became global. The kids at San Rafael, who called themselves the Waldos, met at 4:20 p.m. every afternoon after school to get high and used 4:20 as a way to discuss their pot smoking without their parents knowing. So it was a code word, just not a police code word.
Sounds very believable to me.
Yeah, according to High Times, these guys actually contacted them and said, "We're the ones that started this."
Hmm.
Since the term has worked its way into the subculture, April 20th has become a day of celebration for marijuana enthusiasts nationwide, and university students are no exception. One mass communications senior at the school, Ricardo Jeffrey, says, "I celebrate every year since I started smoking when I was about 13. He's apparently the head of the university's chapter of the Cannabis Action Network. He says, quote, "It started when I was a youngster with backyard barbecues and bongs. Once I got to college, I realized how many people are into this lifestyle and celebrate this day." The Cannabis Action Network is a nationwide team of individuals working to make cannabis legally available for medicinal, industrial, and personal uses. And so they've been publicizing things in regards to 420 on campus, apparently. He says that in past years they've set up information tables, and says it's hard to get anyone motivated for a cause, let alone stoners, so we use the day to get people together. Which is one problem that I've noticed, because I had a number of pothead friends when I was in college, and getting them to turn up to do a protest or something like that was like pulling teeth. Getting anybody to be involved in politics is pretty difficult, so maybe I'm just being unfair.
Well, it's one thing. If you go out and say, "Let's do away with taxes," and you have a big sign that says, "Down with taxes, taxes are bad," no one's going to arrest you. Whereas if you're out there saying, "Everybody fire up for marijuana legalization," then the possibility exists that you could be arrested just for being out there.
That's true. That's true. Of course, we're talking about, just trying to get people out to go vote. I mean, even that's difficult.
It is.
So, anyway, there's articles all over the web right now. And we got good news, we got bad news, and on the way, we'll share with you a story about the DEA still at it in California. They are, even though California has a medical marijuana law on the books, and it's now been on the books for almost a decade, they're still going around to the medical marijuana providers, raiding them at gunpoint, and stealing their pot.
And it's legal in California.
It has happened again. 1-800-259-9231. We'll share with you some good news, and we'll take your calls about, well, whether it's 420 or pot or whatever's on your mind. Anything goes, as always. Just because it's 420 doesn't mean you can't bring up whatever you want. This is still Free Talk Live, and it's still your show, so take control of the airwaves. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
If you had to flee your home in 3 minutes, what would you bring? Wouldn't it be nice if you had all of your important items in one place and ready to grab just in case you had to leave quickly in an emergency? Guardian Angel Preparedness specializes in survival products and 72-hour survival kits. Our kits contain only the finest quality survival supplies, hand-selected to be of real value in an emergency. We have kits for 1, 2, 4 people or more. We also carry emergency lighting, tools, and even survival supplies for your dog, like saddlebags and collapsible food and water bowls. Contact us toll-free at 877-442-7548. That's 877-442-7548. Or visit www.gapkits.com. That's www.gapkits.com. Remember, it wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding the bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. And get this, they guaranteed my success in writing. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now. Check, please. You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And man,
you bring up whatever you want. And you can join us online, of course, at freetalklive.com, where we give you everything for free. And if you like that, we ask that you go and vote for the show. It's a once-a-month thing that we ask that you do. It's simple. You go to vote.freetalklive.com. All you need is an email address. It's maybe a less than a minute-long process to actually cast your vote.
Right.
Vote.freetalklive.com. Your votes help keep us up in the top 10 podcasts of the world. We're currently ranked at number 2.
You know, if a tenth of the people that download our podcast in a given month voted for us, we would win every single time.
I think we've got about a tenth right now.
No,
we need more than a tenth now.
I think it's like a tenth.
It's the competition's hot. We need more than a tenth.
You're just picking people that download us every single day.
Yeah.
You're picking our P1s, but I'm talking about P2s, too.
All right. Well, anyway, we're talking 420 tonight. If you want to comment on that, on drug legalization, on marijuana in general, or just tell us about what you've been doing today to celebrate 420, the number's again 800-259-9231. But you can still bring up whatever you want, like Richard in Australia. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amplifier Only line. Hello, Richard.
G'day, guys.
Hey.
Hi. I want to talk about 420. Just wanted to talk about something that downsize DC Org got me interested in. I contacted our Australian Parliament and asked them a few questions. And since we were formed in 1901, it's never been mandatory for any of our members of Parliament to read the bills.
Not a shocker.
Well, not a shocker, but I just thought people might find it interesting that the same thing applies in Australia as it does everywhere else.
What's the libertarian movement like in Australia? I mean, is there any chance that there could be an Australian downsized DC out there? What would it be? Downsized Sydney? Is that the capital?
Downsized ACT. So Canberra in the Australian Capital Territory is the one. So yes, I suppose if somebody was wanting to put up a website, it'd be something like downsizeact.org.au.
Yeah, sounds like you should get on that, Richard. Somebody's got to do it.
Well, somebody's got to do it, and it did get me fired up. And there was one comment in there that the bloke made, saying, pointing out just how difficult it would actually be if everybody had to actually read the bills that went through. And I thought, God, this bloke's missing the point.
Yeah, well, they expect us to know what they pass. They say ignorance of the law is no excuse for us, but it's all right for them.
Well, look, that's right, and the same time that it would take to read all the laws, proportion would apply to us as what it does for the recent podcast where you talked about people doing a calculation on the times.
Yeah.
And look, just two other quick things.
Sure.
The podcast alley, got to definitely put a plug in for that. That was how I got onto you guys. In
Super.
Fact, the only reason I got on was I saw it and I thought, oh yeah, what are these guys on about? And since then, haven't stopped listening. And,
fantastic. And you became an amplifier.
Yep, and became an amplifier. So if you haven't voted and you want somebody to actually do some of the hard yards on liberty while you're getting into it, give Podcast Alley a vote.
The hard yards. What's that? Now that's another Australian term.
The hard work.
Oh, okay.
There's got to be some easy yards to do, and then the hard ones to get.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a bit of hard yakka.
We always enjoy hearing from you. Thank you, Richard. As always, 1-800-259-9231.
The hard yards.
I love it. Hour number two is on the way. Marijuana 420, whatever's on your mind, this is the 420 edition of Free Talk Live.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private. It owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.